Giving thanks. Reverend Roger Seneschal's 7 a.m. homily yesterday prepared us for today, Thanksgiving, reminding us of numerous scripture verses of thanks be to God, including Paul's letter to the Thessalonians in chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." He concluded by describing a Thanksgiving tradition where family and friends who gather compile a joint list of their thanks, using the alphabet to spark the discussion. "I'm starting my tradition this year with my list below, as I am truly blessed, and give thanks." It might be a great tradition for your family, too. Please email this post to those loved ones that can't be with you today to encourage them to make a list of their thanks be to God. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Agatha. And for my list, I give thanks to God for A. Art, B. Baptisms and Bible study, C. my circle of 12, who are my friends and mentors, D. for David, E. education and employment, F. faith, forgiveness, friends, and flowers, G. grace and golf, H. for health, being free of cancer for 5 years, healing prayer, and my huddle group. I give thanks to God for inviting people to church. J. justification by faith. K-cups coffee. L. life and love. For M. Monica, Matthew, and music. N. for the Nashville Symphony. O. for opportunities to use my spiritual gifts. P. I give thanks for Priscilla, Paul, photography, and pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Q. questions that sharpen my faith. R. Reverends Lee Spruill, Malone Gilliam, Tim Jones, Sarah Kerr, Marcia King, Roger Seneschal, and Tim Taylor. And also Rachel, my dog. S. for my sight restored after 4.5 years, my South African friends, and sunrises and sunsets. I give thanks to God for T is for time. U, unearned love. V, victory over temptation. W, writing, worship, and wine. X, I don't have an X. Y, Yahweh. And Z, zeroing in on my purpose in restoring His kingdom. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Agatha.